Yeah, well, on Friday evening, around 6 o'clock, a vehicle came through the village at a large lorry and actually knocked down a pole that was out on the edge of the footpath, and that knocked out the power. There was also dangerous wires lying on the road, and they were actually sparking. So when the ESB did arrive, the Gardaí closed the road, and half the village was out at that stage, so then they had to knock off the power and put out the rest of the village. And then, obviously, there was nothing done then to the next morning. It was made safe so traffic could get travelled through. The next morning, the ESB come. The plan was just the pole that had been hacked was broken in two. So the plan was the next morning then to just replace the pole where it was, which is on the edge of the road. But I had spoken to the ESB and they had said that at some stage they did plan to change the poles. But anyway, they decided then to move that pole and another pole back into the inside of the footpath. Now, that meant that they keep the power off all day until 6 o'clock. So just yesterday evening, then at 6 o'clock, the power was restored. But this other work that normally would have been left to later in the year was carried out. So there was a big team of them there. Like, so just everybody was very pleased to happen because the same pole was knocked down less than 2 years ago. As I said, the street's very narrow there and the poles, and it was just something that was going to happen again. And people were just, obviously after the storms and that, without power, they found themselves again for 24 hours being without power. So it was important that whatever was going to be done this time would be done on a permanent basis. And so that's why we were saying fair play to the ESB then, that they escalated everything and done the whole lot yesterday. The fact that the power was out, they took the opportunity then to take down the other poles and move them back in against the walls and away from the road. So this will prevent it from happening again.
And, yeah, I suppose I was going to say, you know, after the storm, you know, ESB crews were flat to the mat, you know, all over the county, that, you know, tremendous work done by them. I suppose that they were able to come out again in another difficult situation and restore power.
Yeah, well, look, everybody's full of praise to both the ESB and the council and all the different services that have been out helping people all during the storm. And it was a bit ironic that maybe just a week after the storm and a lot of the power had been restored around the area, that this accident would have happened. Like, and it was something that was going to happen because this particular ESB pole, as I say, on the edge of the road had been hit quite a few times, knocked down, and was the plan was just to replace it, like, but sense prevailed, and that's why everybody was delighted at the ESB then when they took the opportunity to actually move that pole and another one further back, like, because we do know that the ESB are still out restoring power all over the country, and I'm sure they're flat out everywhere, so we were just very grateful to the crews themselves that they carried out the work that they did carry out, and the council and everybody else that had helped out on that occasion, the Gardaí and everybody.
Mm-hmm.